Audrey Duvicott here on Kansas Public Radio. The song is called Long Way. It's from her 2009 album, The Near Demise of the High Wire Dancer. I'm Bob McQuays. My apology for some technical issues we have had. I'm trying to rectify those, and I'll be here, I think, in for a few minutes, and then everything should be running smoothly. Audrey Duvicott is going to be in concert at the Lead Center on Sunday, October the 20th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets to the Lead Center box office and at lead.ku.edu. Before that, we heard a brand new album from Donald Hindley. And before that, we heard Heather Little. And before that, we heard new Gillian Welch and David Rawlings. We've got a great Joni Mitchell song up next here on Kansas Public Radio's Trail Mix.
Reading the news and it sure looks bad. They won't give peace a chance. That was just a dream some of us had. Still a lot of lands to see, but I wouldn't want to stay here. It's too old and cold and settled in its ways here. All the California, California, I'm coming home. I'm gonna see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss the sunset peak. California, I'm coming home. I met a redneck on a Grecian Isle who did the goat dance very well. He gave me back my smile, but he kept my camera to sell. Oh, the rogue, the red, red rogue. He cooked good omelets and stews, and I might have stayed on with him there, but my heart cried out for you. California, oh, California, I'm coming home. Oh, make me feel good, rock and roll band. I'm your biggest fan. California, I'm coming home. The streets are full of strangers. All the news you read just give you the blues. Just give you the blues. So I bought me a ticket. I caught a plane to Spain. To a party down a red dirt road. There were lots of pretty people there, reading Rolling Stone, reading Vogue. I said, how long can you hang around? I said, a week, maybe two, just until my skin turns brown. And I'm going home to California. California, I'm coming home. Oh, will you take me as I am? Strung out on another man, California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news at home you read more about the war and the bloody.
Joni Mitchell, California, from her classic 1971 album called Blue. Support for Trail Mix on KPR comes from First Presbyterian Church Lawrence, worshiping at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday at 2415 Clinton Parkway or virtually on YouTube. More information about ministries and opportunities at firstpreslawrence.com. And from the Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz, music, cocktails, wine, and beer. That's live Kansas City 365 days a year. Information at till 3 a.m., I should say, information at greenladylounge.com. And the Lead Center, hosting comedian Lewis Black and Goodbye Yeller Brick Road, the final tour, Saturday, November the 2nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. We're here and we are, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5 KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7 KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3 KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for the news, which is up next on KPR, followed by more Trail Mix. Support for news on KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, celebrating National Fossil Day today at the museum. Learn more about ongoing research and hands-on fossil activities for all ages at biodiversity.ku.edu. And the University of Kansas Libraries, a state, regional, and federal depository, providing resources and partnerships necessary for research and academic success. More info at lib.ku.edu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Florida is attempting to recover after being hit by Hurricane Milton this week. Residents who had fled the storm are returning home to see what's left. The state is opening more fuel sites as people make the trip on crowded highways. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis urges everyone be careful.
We have continued to see, unfortunately, some fatalities as a result of things like down power lines. So please continue to exercise caution as you recover from the storm.
He says the schools will reopen on Monday and power has been restored to more than 2 million customers. The website Power Outage US says more than 1 million Florida homes and businesses are still without electricity. Vice President Harris and former President Trump have been campaigning in the swing state of Nevada, hoping to shore up support as mail-in ballots go out for delivery. Trump will attend an event in Las Vegas this afternoon. Harris was in the city for a town hall earlier in the week, speaking to Latino voters. Christopher Alvarez of member station KNPR reports.
Amanda De Jesus is a Democrat from Las Vegas who rallied in support of the vice president ahead of the town hall. She's interested in Harris's plan to provide first-time homebuyers with down payment assistance.
Everything is expensive. Everything is going really, really high. So I believe she has a couple like policies and stuff that she wants to put in place for economy, like first-time homeowners.
At the town hall, Harris also touched on her plan to expand the child tax credit. Child care costs in Nevada are among the highest in the country. Later today, Trump will join an Hispanic roundtable near Las Vegas focused on the economy. For NPR News, I'm Christopher Alvarez in Las Vegas.
The UN says efforts to evacuate patients from hospitals in northern Gaza were delayed again yesterday because of heavy fighting between Israeli forces and Hamas militants. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Tel Aviv. The fighting is also preventing critically needed food from reaching the area.
The UN says a convoy of ambulances dispatched from the south of Gaza was blocked Friday by the Israeli military, despite earlier being given the green light to enter the area. The Israeli military ordered a mass evacuation of northern Gaza a week ago, including several hospitals, to root out Hamas militants, particularly around the Jabalia refugee camp. The UN's World Food Program says that kitchens and bakeries in North Gaza were forced to shut down because of Israeli airstrikes, ground operations, and evacuations, and that no food aid has reached the north since October 1st, when the main crossings into the area were closed. The WFP says the only functioning bakery in North Gaza caught fire after being hit by an explosive device. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Easy Cater, working to help organizations with their food needs with online ordering from a nationwide network of restaurants, flexible employee lunch programs, and more, all on one platform. Learn more at easycater.com. Here's Bruce Molsky and Big Hoedown on Kansas Public Radio.
Sadie Grove, my darling, Sadie Grove, my true love, I'm going back to Harlem. Wish was a June apple hanging on a tree. Every time a pretty girl passed, a big little bite of me. Once was a little boy, all I want is nine. Now I'm a big, big boy, all I want is white.
Bruce Mosky and Big Hoedown in one of the many variants of Shady Grove. We took that from the 1997 album called Bruce Mosky and Big Hoedown. On that one, Bruce was playing the fiddle and Ray Stefanini playing the banjo with guitarist Beverly Smith and the vocals by Bruce and Beverly. I'm Bob McWilliams. It's Trail Mix on this Saturday afternoon. We're going to hear a new one from Woody Platt in just a little bit. In fact, it's his debut album under his own name from the co-founder and lead singer and guitarist of the Steep Canyon Rangers. We'll hear from his new CD called Far Away With You. But first, a couple of traditional folk songs sung by Sarah McQuaid, who's coming to Kansas City, Kansas on October the 22nd. We'll tell you more about that after we hear her sing two, The Wagoner's Lad and In the Pines, traditional folk songs given to us, presented to us by Sarah McQuaid here on KPR.
Oh, hard is the fortune of all womankind. We're always controlled, we're always confined. Controlled by our fathers until we're made wise. Then slaves to our husbands for the rest of our lives. I am a poor young girl, my fortune is sad. For once I was courted by the wagoner's lad. He courted me fairly by night and by day. But now he is loaded and going away. Your parents don't like me because I am poor. They say I'm not worthy to enter your door. I work for my living, my money's my own. And if people don't like me, they can leave me alone. Your horses are hungry. Come feed them some hay. Come sit down beside me for as long as you stay. My horses ain't hungry. They won't eat your hay. I'm going to Wyoming. They can graze on the way. Your wagon needs greasing. Your whip is to mend. Come sit down beside me for as long as you can. My wagon is loaded, my whip in my hand. So fare thee well, darling, no longer to stand. Then he cracked his big whip, and away he did go. And that was a grief to this girl, you must know. If ever I see him, I'll crown him with joy. And I'll kiss the sweet lips of my wagoner boy. I can love you right lightly, or I can love long. I can stay with an old love till a new one comes on. I can court him and kiss him and keep him with ease. Then turn my back on him and court whom I please.
The longest train I ever saw came down that Georgia line. The engine passed at 6 o'clock and the cab passed by at 9. In the pines, in the pines, where the sun never shines, and we shiver when the cold winds blow. Ooh, 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 ooh. I asked the captain for the time of day. He said he'd throwed his watch away. It's a long steel rail and a short cross tie. I'm on my way back home. In the pines, in the pines, where the sun never shines, and we shiver when the cold winds blow.
girl, where'd you stay last night? Not even your mother knows. Well, I stayed in the pines where the sun never shines, and we shiver when the cold winds blow. In the pines, in the pines, where the sun never shines, and we shiver when the cold winds blow. Shiver when the cold winds blow. Ooh, 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 ooh,
Sarah McQuaid there with In the Pines, often attributed to Lead Belly, but the research seems to show it's older than that, and there are a number of versions of that. That was Sarah McQuaid's version of In the Pines, and before that, the version she chose of the many versions, many variants of The Wagoner's Lad, a song that may well date to the first part of the 1700s. They're both on her 2008 album with extensive notes on the music. It's called I Won't Go Home Till Morning. And Sarah McQuaid, in a free concert at the Wyandotte West Library, the West Wyandotte Library in Kansas City, Kansas, 1737 North 82nd Street in Kansas City, Kansas, the West Wyandotte Library. It's a free concert there on Tuesday, October 22nd, Tuesday, October 22nd at 6:30 p.m. We'll be hearing from Diana Jones in a bit, but right now it's a brand new album, the debut under his own name, from Woody Platt on KPR.
Since the day you came along, all my troubles now they're gone. It's like you washed them all away. I'm trying to say, you got me falling like the rain does. You got me burning like a flame does. It's like my heart and soul been chained up. You came along with the key to save us. You got me falling like the rain does. Since the day you came around, what was lost is finally found. It's like you recognized my soul. You need to know, you got me falling like the rain does. You got me burning like a flame does. It's like my heart and soul been chained up. You came along with the key to save us. You got me falling like the rain does. I'm loving this feeling, it's like the moon, the stars align. I'm telling you, if I had you, I'd take the world and make it mine. Oh, by the way, well, I'm here to stay. Please believe me when I
You got me falling like the rain does. You got me burning like a flame does. Like my heart and soul been chained up. You came along with the key to save us. You got me falling like the rain does. You got me burning like a flame does. Like my heart and soul been chained up. You came along with the key to save us. You got me falling like the rain does.
Like an anchor trying to keep me by your side. Living so hard every day, somehow call you mine. Hope you don't mind waiting, I'm gonna toe the line. Hope you don't mind waiting, I'm gonna toe the line. If that blue ridge find me when I'm longing, I'll come running back to you someday. Smell the burning coal. Merchant ships my way out this Appalachian line. Hope you don't mind waiting, I'm gonna toe the line. Hope you don't mind waiting, I'm gonna toe the line. If that blue ridge find me when I'm longing, I'll come running back to you someday. Swimming in its tide. Look, it's like an anchor trying to keep me by your side. Living so hard every day, somehow call you mine. Hope you don't mind waiting, I'm gonna toe the line. Hope you don't mind waiting, I'm gonna toe the line. If that blue ridge find me when I'm longing, I'll come running someday. You'll be there to catch me when I'm falling, gently pressing soft like summer rain.
That is Woody Platt on Kansas Public Radio, his new album called Far Away With You. And we heard Like the Rain Does, and then one with special guest Tim O'Brien called Toe the Line. Woody Platt was a co-founder and longtime member of the Steep Canyon Rangers with his first album under his own name. And it's a dandy indeed. As you can hear there, I think, Far Away With You from Woody Platt. We've got songs from Diana Jones in just a bit. We'll be hearing a new single from Yonder Mountain String Band up next. You know, by making a planned gift, you could support Kansas Public Radio for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. And support for TrailMix on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Here's the Yonder Mountain String Band on Kansas Public Radio.
Bow your head, not your heart. You'll be satisfied. Don't go looking for a bluer sky in a world that's black and white. Some days it may feel like you swallowed a bitter pill, but the way it is, it's always been, and you, it always will. Well, I tried so hard to be happy, living how they said I should, but the stranger's mood's grown heavy, and the truth, it's too damn good. It's all spilling out today. Cause I tried so hard to be happy, living how they said I should, but a stranger's blues grow heavy, and the truth, it's too damn good for you that you have found the one and only way. I'm just trying to survive today.
The Truth Fits, a new song, a new single, just out by the Yonder Mountain String Band for you here on Kansas Public Radio. We're going to be hearing Casey songwriter Jack Summers, a new song he's got out, and tell you about a show he's got in Kansas City Monday night. We'll be doing that after we hear from Diana Jones, going back to an early, pretty early album from Diana back in 2011 called High Atmosphere. We'll hear from that next on Trail Mix. Support for Trail Mix on KPR comes from the law office of David J. Brown, LC in Lawrence, working to help individuals, small businesses, families, and non-traditional families with legal and estate planning needs, located at 120 East 9th Street in Lawrence. Here's Diana Jones on KPR.
Up in the high atmosphere, up in the hot atmosphere. I seldom go to the land below, up in the high atmosphere. Trouble won't follow me here. Trouble can barely find me here. Lingering cries disperse in the sky. Trouble won't follow me here. Song rings out like a warning bell. Song rings out like a warning bell. Sung by the birds with merry words. Song rings out like a warning bell. Heaven is a short flight away. Heaven is a short flight away. Weary and done, we rest in the sun. Heaven is a short flight away. Up in the high atmosphere. Up in the high atmosphere. I seldom go to the land below, up in the high atmosphere. I seldom go to the land below, up in the high atmosphere. Forget me, I'm almost home. You're the only family that I know. I messed up good. Never could do it like I should. We were something back in the day. Knew you'd be the one to get away. I did wrong, but I never got far. Now the world goes by from behind these bars. Living life the best I can. Work my job and be a better man. Don't like the dark when I'm alone. Don't forget me, I'm almost home. I haven't seen you, been a long while. Please send a picture of your smile. It's lonesome here, days pass and pass. Love is the only thing that lasts. Living life the best I can. Work my job and be a better man. Days are days, the nights are long. Don't forget me, I'm almost home. coming up, my day to plead. All sisters say a prayer for me. I read the books, I know what to say. God willing, I'll be on my way. Living life the best I can. Work my job and be a better man. Lord, help me out here on my own. Don't forget me.
Diana Jones and her song Don't Forget Me with harmony vocals by Jim Lauderdale. And before that, Diana's song High Atmosphere with the guest vocals of Kitch Secor of Old Crow Medicine Show. And Kitch produced his fine album from 2011 called High Atmosphere. Diana Jones on Kansas Public Radio. In just a bit, we're going to hear from a band that is kind of a mix of American and Celtic and Irish folk. It's a band called Rakish. It's just a duo, but they call themselves Rakish. We'll be getting to that, and also to the duo from Cape Breton of Rachel Davis and Darren McMullen. That's on the way on Kansas Public Radio. We're today on KPR's 105 Live, our debut episode of that. Our in-studio guest is Freddy Johnston, once named Rolling Stone Songwriter of the Year. Freddy will be on hand for a live studio performance and interview, showcasing the best new original noteworthy music from all across Kansas. It's 105 Live today at 5 o'clock. 5 p.m. on Kansas Public Radio. We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, Kansas City's Jack Summers has a new album out, I should say a new single out, and it's a dandy. It's called Highway 81, and as Jack describes it, it's a song about his grandfather, his dad, fast cars, and dreams. And he wrote it after hearing stories about his grandfather racing his 55 Chevy through the back roads of Kansas. Here's Highway 81, Jack Summers, on Kansas Public Radio's Trail Mix.
Through cowboy towns and Kansas plains, when 81 was just two lanes, down he drove his 55 like Wilbur Shaw. I don't know what he was running from, on Lucky Strikes and chewing gum, from Belleville all the way to Wichita. He was burning rubber, burning gas. He dreamed of brickyard victory laps, but he fell in love and turned into the skid. So Donnie had to go trading his custom Chevrolet 210, find a quiet place to raise his kid, saying, where do dreams go when you run out of time? Are they lost on the back roads that you had to leave behind? Eisenhower's men rolled in. Donnie went and took his kid to 400 miles of concrete, grit, and steel. And he talked of doing one more race, go west from Abilene to Hayes. But even Donnie knew that wasn't real, saying, where do dreams go when you? You had to leave behind. The good days came and then they went. The kid grew up and kid became a man. He put his paycheck in a new Trans Am and made his way to Highway 81. He drove the roads his father did. Soon he'd have himself a kid and realize that some races can't be won. Like father, like son, saying I know where dreams go when you run out of time. They're dead like love notes for someone else to find.
Jack Summers and his new song, new single, Highway 81, up on the usual streaming platforms now. And Jack singing at the Brick, 1727 McGee in Kansas City, as part of the Rural Grit Happy Hour. That is at 7 p.m. Monday night, two nights from now. Jack Summers at the Brick. And thanks, Jack, for sending that one along to us. Really have enjoyed playing it. I no doubt will in the future as well. The duo Rakish up next, the duo from Cape Breton, Darren McMullen, I should say Rachel Davis and Darren McMullen, after that on KPR. Support for Trail Mix on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lawrence Public Library, welcoming Pulitzer Prize winner Louise Erdrich, discussing her new book, The Mighty Red, that happens this evening at Haskell Indian Nations University. More at lplks.org. This month, the KPR Community Spotlight is on Cherry Street Youth in Chanute. That's an after-school program for kindergarten through fifth graders, welcoming volunteers for special projects, reading to the children, or to share a talent or skill. Details on how to get involved at cherrystreet.org. Well, the duo Rakish is new to me, and they have a new album out called Now, Oh Now. And two different backgrounds. Maura Sean Scanlon, fiddle and banjo player, was raised in Appalachia and grew up on traditional Appalachian music. And guitarist Connor Hearn grew up in the Irish music community around Washington, D.C., and they have blended those traditions in their music. Here's Rakish, and we're going to hear a song called Lightly as the Rain Came Down here on KPR.
it had set you free.
To be, and your heart it will
the music of the duo Rakish, that instrumental, called 765. Before that, the song Lightly, As the Rain Came Down, Rakish and the new album, Now, Oh Now. It says it's their second album. I have not heard their first, but boy, I like the second one quite a lot. And I like Rachel Davis and Aaron McMullen quite a lot, too. We're going to hear from their new album this year. Up next, support for Trail Mix on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Chicago Blues Super Session Saturday, October 19th at 7:30 p.m. Chicago's most seasoned blues artist in a complete blues festival all in one show. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. Here's Rachel Davis and Darren McMullen, longtime members of the Cape Breton band Koi. They put out a duo album this year. Let's hear the title track to that. It's a song called Home on KPR.
Lock the front door, throw the key away. Time comes round to build up something safe on solid ground. A house is just a shelter on its own. Four walls built upon treasures, you can steal.
That's the duo from Cape Breton, Rachel Davis and Darren McMullen. And the title track to their album out this year called Home. For you here on Trail Mix on Kansas Public Radio.
Next time on KPR Presents, we preview the 2024 Kansas elections with Beyond the Ballot from the Dole Institute of Politics.
It used to be a bit of a truism or a saying in Kansas politics that there's kind of three parties. There's conservative Republicans, moderate Republicans, and Democrats in Kansas. It doesn't feel like we hear that as much anymore.
I'm Kay McIntyre. Join me for KPR Presents, 6 o'clock Sunday evening on Kansas Public Radio.
This week on Live at Green Lady Lounge, we'll be hearing from the Brian Baggett Trio. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Join us for an hour of Kansas City Jazz with the Brian Baggett Trio, live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday at 6 p.m. on KPR.
We're here. And we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsboro Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. And after a news update from NPR, more Trail Mix on Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from KTWU Channel 11, local public television where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org, KTWU Channel 11, local public television. I'm Bob McWilliams, your host for Trail Mix. Thank you so much for being here with me this afternoon. We're going to start off the next hour with a duo called Humbletown. They'll be playing in Lawrence a week from Sunday, and we'll tell you about that. We've got the terrific album this year from kind of the bluegrass legend, bluegrass and folk legend, Lori Lewis, and she'll do a couple of songs, including a song by the late, great songwriter Bill Morrissey. And what do you know, that prompted me to dig out the original Bill Morrissey album, a couple of his songs from his debut, and an early song from Antje Duvekot, who's also coming to Lawrence, to the Lead Center the Pavilion a week from tomorrow night. All that music and more in this next hour of Trail Mix on Kansas Public Radio.
On the next Retro Cocktail Hour, we'll hear from the Modern Mambo Quintet, La Bandada Mancini, and the Jungle Drums of Juan Esquivel.
Calabali, Calabali, la libertad.
I'm Darryl Brogdon. Join me where the music is always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday night at 7 on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. In Florida, there are still more than a million homes and businesses with electrical service. 3 days after Hurricane Milton made landfall, many residents who left are now returning home. NPR's Adrian Florido spoke with some of them.
Some are finding damage and destruction, others that their homes were spared. I visited Deborah and Stephen Lortz at their house yesterday. As soon as the storm passed on Thursday morning, they rushed out of the shelter that they'd evacuated to. They were eager to see if their house had survived. They drove around downed trees and power lines.
And we came around the waterway and mixed our way through and got here, and she was here.
Their house was fine. The roof lost just one shingle.
One little piece of shingle, yeah, which is just a miracle.
NPR's Adrian Florido reports the Lords have lived through many hurricanes, but this is the first time they evacuated. Vice President Kamala Harris is trying to reach out to black men as the November 5th election draws closer. NPR's Jason Fuller reports.
Former President Barack Obama raised this issue with a group of black men in Pittsburgh on a campaign stop. He says black men are turning out for Harris like they did for him back in 2008.
Part of it makes me think that, well, you just aren't feeling the idea of having a woman as president. And you're coming up with other alternatives and other reasons for that.
While the majority of black men still vote Democratic, recent polls show former President Donald Trump has made inroads. Next week, Harris will take this on in Detroit, where she's doing a town hall with radio host Charlemagne the God, whose nationally syndicated show is Big with Black Millennials. Jason Fuller, NPR News.
Trump is in Nevada this afternoon to attend what's billed as an Hispanic roundtable near Las Vegas. The contents of a 2-year investigation into TikTok are now public because of a redaction error in court filings made by Kentucky's Attorney General. Sylvia Goodman with Kentucky Public Radio has more on the story.
The internal TikTok communications put on full display that the social media company was aware of the child safety concerns associated with their app. One unnamed TikTok executive said that includes depriving them of opportunities like, quote, sleep and eating and moving around the room and looking at someone in the eyes. After Kentucky Public Radio first published some of the redacted material, Kentucky's attorney general moved to seal the case, which a state judge allowed. A TikTok spokesperson said it was irresponsible of NPR to publish sealed information, which alleged that time-limiting tools TikTok rolled out were shown to be ineffective at reducing screen time by internal research. The company's executives claim such tools reduce harm for children regardless. For NPR News, I'm Sylvia Goodman in Louisville, Kentucky.
This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Luminescence Foundation, dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases, and supporting land conservation initiatives. Here's a duo, Humbletown, to open this hour of Trail Mix on Kansas Public Radio.
I want you, and you'll always draw me near.
The duo Humbletown and the song Anna Lee here on Kansas Public Radio from the album The Path I Chose to Walk. The duo Humbletown on KPR. They are coming to Lawrence 1 week from tomorrow night. An Eastside Folk presented show Sunday, October 20th, 7 p.m. in the Vintage Auditorium at 1501 New Hampshire Street in Lawrence, Kansas. And those Eastside Folk shows are on eventbrite.com, I do believe, eventbrite.com. Humbletown, October the 20th, the Vintage Auditorium, 1501 New Hampshire, here in Lawrence. We're going to hear songs from the original album by the late great singer-songwriter Bill Morrissey. But we're not going to hear the original versions. He re-recorded his whole first album 7 years after it came out. We will hear from that. And first, we're going to hear from Lori Lewis, who came out of the Northern California bluegrass scene, gosh, some 5 decades ago, and has been a great figure in bluegrass and folk music ever since. Her new album this year is called Trees, and we're going to open with a song with a tree involved for sure. It's a Mark Simos song called Quaking Aspen here on KPR.
When I was much younger, I moved to the town of Gunnison in the hills of Colorado. Falling on hard times, had no job, feeling earthbound and heavy. Until I found what I came here for, I fell in love with the mountains. Wide blue skies, so clean and clear. Again, the green and the golden hills. Leaves are falling to the ground. They toss the sunlight up around you. So I grew up on windy days when the hillsides were ablazing. I'd walk out to the aspen grove where everything is golden. Their own light sets them dancing. Gilded leaves beneath your feet, shimmer of gold above you. Smooth white bark and olive green, groves of quaking aspen.
White blue sky,